You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome to the SRA show on In Radio with me, Emma Bradshaw. Today we're going to be crossing over to the north of England, where one of the greatest sporting battles has occupied York and Lancaster universities this past week. I'm of course talking about their varsity programme, Roses 2016. Both URY and Bellreg FM, as well as LA1 TV, have produced some fantastic coverage across radio and TV from the event, and first we cross over to hear about Roses kicking off, including a typical discussion of British weather.
Hello and welcome to the first live show from Roses 2016. As you can see behind me, it's been quite a wet and windy start to the weekend.
Yes, in true British fashion, we are opening the weekend with a discussion of the weather. If the rain does not ease up a bit throughout the day, we could be looking at some issues with the opening fixtures and the opening ceremony.
So, Justin, what would actually happen if the weather continued to be like this?
Well, I was going to say, if the rain keeps up, it's just going to be actually drenched and the pitch could be flooded, which the halftime show might not happen.
So for those of you that don't know, the halftime show is a performance that takes place halfway through the opening ceremony fixture, which this year is the women's football, and this is part of the This Roses Girl Can campaign, which we'll talk a bit about later on in the show. So let's keep our fingers crossed that this rain will let up throughout the day.
You may have noticed we're not in our usual LA1 studio today.
We are currently in Leica and will be based here all weekend, bringing you studio shows throughout the weekend every day at 10 a.m, 1 p.m, 4 p.m, and 6 p.m.
Our current plans are to do the last show today from the opening ceremony, but we'll keep you updated on those plans as it's very possible that might not happen if the weather does not improve.
As you can see, our studio for the weekend looks out onto the Leica Pond, the home of the infamous campus ducks. So we have an exciting new feature, the duck cam. We don't have any ducks at the moment,
which is a shame. So anyway, but we have been seeing a lot of ducklings around campus lately, and we'll be keeping an eye on duck cam throughout the weekend and try to bring in the live footage of the campus ducks enjoying roses.
We will be joined by the VP Campaigns and Communications, Katie Capstick, at some point in the show to discuss the build-up of Roses and the new format for the weekend.
Throughout the weekend, as well as the sporting competition, there will also be performances from many of the Lancaster Society's performing art groups.
Roses Fest will be taking place across campus. There will be events going on all day tomorrow, but the schedule for tonight is a little simpler.
In County Bar, 9 till 11 p.m, there will be a show from the County Comedy Club.
In Finesse, also at 9 to 11, there is a hip-hop collective battle.
And in Pendle, 9 till 12 p.m, there is a rock sock DJ.
And of course, there is a big event on at the Sugar House tonight, and we will be down there filming Sugar TV later on.
You can find all the information you will need about Roses 2016 at the website roseslife.co.uk. This website has the most up-to-date information about fixtures and also a social media stream to keep you up to date with what is happening around campus.
Speaking of which, throughout our shows, we will be talking to our social media correspondent, Chris Osborne, to get the latest from Twitter and Facebook. So, Chris, what do you have for us this morning? Are people actually awake?
There are some people awake. I think most of them are from York because they have to come over on a coach and they got up really early. You two tweeted 2 minutes ago, hashtag Team York are a go, hashtag Roses 2016, hashtag Roses are white. They clearly haven't learnt the correct colour yet. I've just seen a picture of Grace and Nat, the York Sport President and our VP Activities, saying Roses has begun, one last snap with the enemy at least for activities before the games begin. Roses 2016, Roses are white again. And Lancaster Uni SU have tweeted out, get pumped for tonight's opening ceremony with a special hashtag at Roses 2016 playlist from our friends at Spotify. There's also loads of individual sports teams and clubs who have been tweeting as well, but including one of my favourites, actually, there was a picture posted last night. It also went on the overhead at Lancaster Group from Infinity Picks, which was a great shot of the stadium. They managed, I don't know how much editing they've done, because they managed to make it look like it wasn't raining and that it was a dry night. We're now just going to have a look at a map of campus. And just look at where some of the activities on campus are going to be taking place. A lot of them are based at the Sports Centre, so which is all the way down here. Now, these pictures, which you can see along the bottom here, will obviously be the homes of... This one here is now the opening ceremony, the stadium for the opening ceremony, and it's also got rugby on it later this weekend as well. Rugby pitch 2 here is going to have some rugby on it. So there's rugby and football on rugby pitch 1. Rugby on rugby pitch 2. The football fixtures are taking place on the football pitches just in front of the tennis courts. As I said, most of the sporting action is taking place in the sports centre. But there's other things happening all over campus. If you go up to the Great Hall complex tomorrow, you'll find the dance competition later on, the darts. You'll also find the Nuffield Theatre, where there is the Make Roses Move Roses Fest dance show. Next to that, in County Bar, you'll find tomorrow night, tonight is the comedy, which has already been mentioned, and tomorrow night there is a live music. And then moving down through campus, tomorrow night in Costa, you'll have an acoustic and an open mic performance night in there. Tonight in Furness, as we've already mentioned, is the hip-hop battle, and tomorrow night is the après-ski party. And then if we keep going, File Bar is the main sports bar on campus, so there's a couple of screens in there that you should, any viewers in Filed at the moment should actually be able to hopefully see us on the show. So hello to viewers in Filed. I hope you're enjoying the special burgers they've got on down there. And then when we head further down, any Lancaster fans, Grisdale is the one to avoid. It's the York Hub for the weekend, so I wouldn't go there at all. Moving down towards Pendle, tonight is a Rock Sock DJ. Tomorrow night, Rock Sock have put some live bands on, so tomorrow night you've got the choice of either Pendle or County for your live music. And also down in Lonsdale tonight, there is the pool fixture, and tomorrow night there is a DJ on till late as well. So that's all of the Roses Fest stuff that's happening, as well as the Roses fixtures themselves. It's great to see that the whole of campus has been got involved in both the arts performances and the sports. If you're just not quite sure where to go, the best place to head is straight down onto the sports centre car park where the Roses Hub is. We're going to just cut over to Duck Cam now, because I believe there might be some ducks on there at the moment, or they might have just... No, we've just missed them. I've talked for too long, I'm afraid, and they have just gone out of shot. Let's just go to Roses Live now. Roseslive.co.uk is the main online presence for Roses. The score on there is at the top of the page, and all of our content is posted on there, as well as social media, individual fixture updates and scores as well. The score at the moment isn't looking so good. It's 9-3 to York, mainly as a result of the rowing. Our rowing team did really well, considering the boathouse was flooded and they missed 10 weeks of training on the river. So to see that they got some points from that in one of the most prestigious races they actually won, I think it might have been the men's eights, senior eights, they won. It was great to see that, and very well done to the rowing team. At the moment, the latest scores that have just come in, the badminton mixed half-time score is 4-1 to Lancaster, which is good. Futsal men's is 3-3 at the moment, and that's about all that is happening at the moment on Roses Live.
As you can hear, there's loads of organisation put in and brilliant events for the students of York and Lancaster Universities at Roses 2016. Also, Duck Cam from LA1 TV sounds amazing. Hopefully we'll have to see more duck updates as they roll in. So despite York falling behind, one win that they did get was from the women's lacrosse team. We join an interview from Bellrigg with that team now.
I'm joined by Charlotte and Danny from York University Lacrosse Club, who earlier today beat Lancaster 28-1. Can you just give me your thoughts on the match, please?
It was a really, really good match. Both teams played really well. York was so strong, both in attack and defence. It was a beautiful game to watch.
Yeah, it was an incredible atmosphere, one of the most fun games I've ever played.
Yeah, I mean, I was elsewhere in the university. I was following the updates, and I was really upset that I couldn't get down to just watch all the goals going in. It sounded like such an exciting game.
It was goal after goal. We were even a little bit annoyed that even the one went in, but you know, we swept that under the carpet and kept going, which was quite nice.
Yeah, I have to say I was quite proud when the one did go in. You have something to say?
Yes, I do have a question. How frustrating is it that you won so incredibly convincingly, but York is still quite likely to lose Roses in home? for such a battering.
It's like, obviously we don't like to lose roses, but we've done our part for York, and so like we can't be sad for that.
And we're so proud of the girls that played. Like, they put in 110%, and for some people it was their last game, so it was a very like emotional,
such a sport
game. Yeah,
I would also say that every sport is different though, and every sport brings a different slant to the game. And Lancaster have some really, really good players. I was watching a bit in the tennis as well, and they were really strong
and
too.
The netball.
So, you know, everybody's got different strengths.
So as the event rolled on, LA1 TV covered some of the more obscure events taking place on Roses, including one you won't believe.
Hello and welcome to the lunchtime show for Roses 2016. I'm Harry Roberts.
And I'm Siri Hampafor. Yes, we've had a very busy morning so far. We had the latest scores for the morning badminton and futsal fixtures on roseslive.co.uk.
So just a few score updates. Lancaster are currently winning the badminton mixed tournament 6-3. Also, Lancaster and York drew in the men's futsal fixture. The scores were 3-3.
So it looks like some good news for the Lancaster supporters.
But unfortunately for Lancaster supporters, York are still in the lead in the netball tournament and in the overall points system. With an overall score of 13 wins for York and only 6 wins for Lancaster, this gives York, as of now, a very large lead. So, Siri, what are you looking forward to in the Roses 2016 extravaganza?
Well, not to be biased or anything, but I'm definitely looking forward to the cheerleading competition.
The cheerleading? Why are you looking forward to that?
Well, Harry, it might be due to the fact that I am a cheerleader.
Wow. So what kind of position do you do for cheerleading?
Well, I'm the flyer, which means that I'm the one that gets thrown about in the air.
Wow, that must be quite exciting. Do you enjoy it, yeah?
Yes, I definitely love it. It's a great adrenaline rush.
That's very good. Do you mind telling our viewers when they can catch the cheerleading
spot?
Yes,
it's going to be taking place tomorrow on Saturday,
yes,
in the Leica building from about 11 o'clock to, I'd say, 1 o'clock.
That's good. Yeah. I personally am looking forward to the Pokemon tournament.
Yeah.
I'm not too much into Pokemon myself, but it's when you've got all these masculine, massive sports going on, it's quite nice to just have, like, you know, a few geeky things in there just for people to do and, you know, stuff like that, which I really
enjoy.
And
it's the Pokemon card game as well. It's not actually the DS.
It's the actual legit card game.
Yeah.
I haven't played that since I was like 7. That's amazing. I really need to go watch that.
Used to collect the cards?
Slightly, yeah. I was always useless at the game though, so I always quit. There was always smart kids in school who knew exactly what they were doing, and the defense cards and all that, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's a one great sports show when you talk about Pokemon. Yeah,
it is.
It's a good time. So, yeah. So
hopefully we'll get some footage to show you guys that tournament.
What an amazing idea to have a Pokemon card tournament at Roses 2016. The only thing that's missing is a biscuit eating contest, and I'm only saying that because I would win. Not that I went to either Lancaster or York University, but I'm just saying, petition to get biscuit eating in next year's varsity. So anyway, we now hear from the men's rowing team at Lancaster, who won this year's rowing competition and have a pretty inspiring story.
We are now joined by Brad Cleary and James Kidd. Thank you for joining us. So we've just got a couple of questions about last week's rowing tournament. Do you feel like you improved on last year's performance?
Yes, so last year we didn't do too great. Because rowing was the founding event of Roses, it tended to be worth the most points, and last year it was worth 24 points.
Wow.
We didn't win any of those.
Oh.
So we came into this year with, we were the underdogs, York had everything to lose, and I should mean that we were affected quite badly by the floods.
Yeah.
So in total we missed 21 weeks of training.
Oh my god.
So we only had 2 weeks training before Roses. So yeah, we came in as the underdogs, and to win some points and winning the overall men's trophy was great for us.
That is absolutely amazing, guys. Like seriously. So what did you have to do instead when the floods were about? Did you just miss training, or did you try and do other things?
We went on the water for those 21 weeks, but it was a lot of land training. We started doing the campus run every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Not many people look forward to. But otherwise, on the row machine, a couple times a week, trying to keep it consistent and keep everyone in the club, because obviously trying to keep a rowing club going without being out on the water is very difficult.
You were definitely at a disadvantage from the York team, who, you know, have access to, you know, a place to practice right next to their uni.
They have a full-time coach as well. They've got like a lot more funding and stuff, so we always tend to be the underdogs.
But we have Tom, so
we have a coach this year who's improved us massively.
Oh, that's good.
That's amazing to hear, guys, that you've come back after last year and just smashed it. Really proud of you.
You've not lost your spirit. That's the one thing Lancaster's got. Yeah, are there any events that you guys are looking forward to?
Well, obviously the main event happened now, and that was last Saturday on the river. The rugby on Sunday, the last event, that'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the water polo.
Yeah.
The weekend should be a good match.
Yeah, that should
be good. Didn't you say you're looking forward to poor fitness?
Not quite.
You're looking forward to the cheerleading? That's 11 o'clock tomorrow in Leica.
I'll be here in Leica.
Silly, we won't miss it, don't worry. No.
Just to reiterate for the third time. Cheerleading. So, is there anything else that you'd want to see for Roses this year?
Well, this morning we was down training in squash courts. As we came out, we was watching badminton, so it was good to see us win some points there.
I remember being in your posture, and it's just good to go and watch stuff that you wouldn't necessarily think, like, oh yeah, I'll go and watch that. Really just to get watch as much as you can and get a glimpse of all the sports and societies.
Definitely. Are you guys going to be in Sugar tonight?
Probably.
Yes. We'll catch you on the TV.
Sugar TV are going to be there, so we will make sure that we...
You're looking forward to seeing Mr. Jam? He's going to be at Sugar TV apparently, and it's going to be a massive thing. So
yeah, we're allowed to drink again. We had a 1 week drinking ban before, so now this week when everyone wasn't allowed to drink.
Yeah, I think quite a few of the teams, I know, like the swimming, water polo teams, they had a drinking ban as well.
A whole week of not drinking.
Yeah. I know.
That is rough. Wow. That is very rough, guys. Is that like a regular thing that you have to like not drink before tournaments and stuff?
Yeah. When we have races on Saturdays, we tend to introduce it from like the Sunday before. Because we usually have Wednesday socials, but they turn into dry socials. Mm-hmm. And then we go out after the race to celebrate.
Okay, going bowling next week.
Yeah. Sounds great, guys.
Sounds like a good reward system as well. The hard work should pay off.
All right, well, thank you guys for coming down. It's been very good to have you.
You're with Emma Bradshaw on the SRA show on In Radio, which we're hearing about coverage from Roses 2016, which is York and Lancaster University's varsity event. We join next the dance team from Lancaster, who chat about the dancing events at Roses.
Well, here are our guests, Alex Dale and Jacqueline Taylor. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So how's the competition going so far?
So we have just finished our competition. We are dance.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry to say we lost.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys did your best, so don't worry about it.
It's always a close call between us and York, and it's obviously 3 out of 5, so they just bet us in the extra categories.
Basically, the way our competition works is we have 5 styles. It's kind of like a dance-off, if you will. So both us and York will both compete in these 5 styles, and the scores are marked out of each category. So whoever wins the most categories then win overall. And York won in ballet, jazz and contemporary, and we won in tap and street. But it was literally 3 points between us.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was so close.
It was very close.
But we do have a mini victory, because for the past at least 5 years, if not more, York always beat us in tap. And we managed to take it this time by quite a big margin, I think it was, wasn't
it?
We did.
And the ones we beat them in, we got at least like 20 points more than them.
At least 20 points different, whereas they always beat us just by 3. So it's very close.
That's really, really great, guys. You've done your university proud, so.
Yeah. Sorry, Lancaster.
We tried our best. And everyone had fun as well. So
that's the main thing.
And everyone, I could see everyone had put so much more into it than usual. I mean, we usually perform quite hard, but I definitely had fun today. I don't think I've smiled so much in my life.
I know, my cheeks hurt.
How long have you guys been training for then?
This whole year, we've gone to various competitions. We went to Durham University's competition in November. Then what did
Uni of Liverpool. Mm-hmm. That was in February. And then we went to
University of Sheffield. In
February too.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks after.
Yeah.
And how's it all been going overall?
We placed in every category at Durham. Mm-hmm. And we actually beat York in some of the dances we competed in today, which just shows how different it can be on each day.
It's really
And we were really successful at Liverpool and Sheffield as well. Yeah. York went out at those competitions. But we had a really good year. And it's the same for York. They've been training just as hard. They've gone to other competitions as well.
Yeah.
And it always is so close. And I think we've developed quite a good relationship with York over the years, because we see the same dancers come back every year, familiar faces.
Yeah, there's no love lost there.
No, not at all.
As president and competition coordinator, it must be a lot of pressure this weekend.
Absolutely. We have both put so much hard work in, late night rehearsals. We were in the Great Hall practicing last night till
like quarter past 11.
If not half 11. And all our girls have put in so much work.
Yes.
And we've had three dancers injured and ill. Oh. So we've been having to re-space at the last minute.
We've also had dancers that were doing cheer at the same time.
Yeah.
So
having to stall the competition to get our cheerleaders over.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, more than anything, we're just both so proud, aren't we?
Yes, I really am.
Still celebrating tonight then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be in sugar.
Definitely.
We'll have our flash mob out in the middle of the dance floor.
South Street.
Are there any other sports you're interested in going to?
You're off to watch the hockey, did you say?
Am I?
I don't know.
I really haven't thought about it. Oh, my flatmate's doing running, so I might go there if they haven't finished already.
I think that's one of the good things about Rose, is that you can literally just wander around campus and find any random sport to go and cheer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you've never seen it before, never even had of it, or don't know the rules, you just get into it.
It's so
great to see the campus full of life and all that.
The atmosphere. I think that's one of the benefits of Rose, though, isn't it? The atmosphere is so...
Because how many Roses have you each been to?
So I'm a third year, so this is my second home Roses, but third Roses overall. And
I'm a second year, so this is my second Roses and my first home Roses.
Yeah.
What's the difference competing in York and in Lancaster?
I guess just all the support here and all your closer friends here as well. And I guess because we organised it, it means so much more, doesn't it?
Yeah, this has literally been our lives for the past month. I have not finished my dissertation yet, acting on Tuesday, because I've been doing this.
Yeah, I think it's just being at home and being somewhere where you're familiar and just the atmosphere, because the crowd today was amazing.
Our final category was street, and you couldn't hear the music at times because the crowd was so loud. It was absolutely deafening, but it was so appreciated and made it just 100 times better. And the room was packed, like the Great Hall was a big room, and it's actually packed at points. So.
Berwick FM were on site recording at Roses 2016, and with one of the strangest recordings of the weekend, here they are giving us the lowdown on which university burgers win the gold.
The Roses Burgers. Something that I have heard surprisingly little about over this 3-day weekend of competition and fierce rivalry. Although I strongly doubt they employ students or alumni from either university to craft these mouth-watering meat sandwiches, I am of firm belief that they should stake a claim to some of the points offered up over the weekend. The Lancashire Burger. Although I sampled this one in the week building up to Roses, it must be said that it was the point after which I was incredibly excited for the competition. It was, in my opinion, a great-tasting burger with a variety of flavours, from the black pudding at the bottom to the Wensleydale cheese at the top. However, the integrity of the structure was dreadful, and I could barely hold enough of the burger together to be able to take a proper bite. The Yorkshire Burger. The burger with a Yorkshire pudding on it. I purchased this burger today, my first reaction being, "Wow, it's got a Yorkshire pudding on it!" was followed by the reaction of, "It's a little bland." Unfortunately, where this burger is leaps and bounds ahead of the Lancashire burger in structural integrity, the taste is the equivalent of the chant heard by the York fans during almost any of the events this weekend. Yorkshire. Both of these burgers can be found in Fylde Bar, but on a final note, 4 points to Lancaster.
So Roses concluded on the Sunday, and the winner of the whole event was Lancaster, yay! So to conclude, we hear from the closing show on LA1 TV.
So, it's your first Roses.
Yep, it's my first Roses, and it's your last.
It's my last. It is my eighth, not my eighth home one, I'm not quite that old. It's my eighth and final Roses, which is, it's been great fun. And we're actually joined by Natalie Sutcliffe, LUSU VP Activities, who's been in charge of all things Roses, leading our teams to a great victory. Mm-hmm. How's it been for you, Nat?
Absolutely unbelievable. Whirlwind adventure from start to finish. I think it's one of those... It was one of the main reasons I ran for my role. Having a home Roses on your cards is always going to be a winner. I didn't realise quite how soon prep would start, by which I mean the first week I started the job. And since then, it's just been go, go, go. And when Friday struck, I don't think I quite realised it was here. Everyone all week was like, "It's Roses this week. Why are you so calm?" And I was like... I don't know, I'm just going to enjoy it. The weather shook us up a bit, can't deny that. Friday we had a bit of a hectic day trying to rearrange everything and run the competition, but by Saturday the sun had come out and we started to just pull away, and by Sunday morning we had it in the bag.
So well done to Lancaster and York Universities for their varsity coverage with Roses. Just saying, next time, biscuit eating competition, I am so there. I have been Emma Bradshaw, and this is the SRA Show on In Radio. See you next time.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.